Off the ball.
Rugby.
Of course they care. Some would say no, it's just about winning the Test Series. But is the Lions really all just about winning the Test Series? Or is there a bit of, you know, winning hearts and minds, bringing four nations together?
Yeah. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
To Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll have reaction to Saturday's historic Lions win over Australia, guaranteeing them a series win down under. Which former All Black has been called up to the Wallaby squad ahead of the final test? And if Australia had more games pre-tour, could they have taken the Lions' scalp? Hugo Keenan scored a last-minute try against Australia to win a classic test match and seal a series victory for the British and Irish Lions at the Melbourne Cricket Ground on Saturday. In front of a record Lions crowd of more than 90,000, there was a nail-biting tension all evening during a game for the ages. Even when Keenan scored, there was a television match official check that would have had every Lions fan quaking in their boots. Jack Morgan's clear it at the breakdown was deemed legal, the try was given, and the Lions won. Incredibly, the tourists had trailed 23-5 in the first half after the hosts exploded into the game. The resurgent Wallabies, driven on ferociously by Rob Valentini and Will Skelton, their returning totems, shocked the Lions to their very core in surging into that huge lead. James Slipper, Jake Gordon and Tom Wright all scored in a blizzard of a first 40 minutes, adding to Tom Lynas' early penalties. Gordon and Wright both struck while Lions wing Tommy Freeman was in the sin bin. The Lions had scored through Dan Sheehan, but they were pulverised for large parts of the half until they launched a remarkable comeback. Before the half was over, Tom Curry and Hugh Jones both scored. Six tries in a mesmeric opening period and a six-point lead for the underdogs. If the scoring slowed, the fascination never did. Lina made it 26-17 with a boot before Tig Barron scored in the corner. With Finn Russell's conversion, the gap narrowed to 2 points before Keenan's dramatic late score ensured the Lions won the first two tests of a series for the first time since the South African tour in 1997. Keenan told Sky Sports after the game that it was a surreal feeling.
Guys, it's a bit surreal. Now, just absolutely delighted. Like, you can see what it means to the players, to the backroom staff, to the lads who didn't get the opportunity to play today, to have our families out here celebrating. It's a really special moment. It's cool.
And you must have thought it was gone at some stage, and the clock's ticking and the clock's ticking, but your engine, you're like a Kenyan middle distance runner. You just keep going.
Yeah, like, there was we were 23-5 points down, but we knew we had it in us at halftime. We had clawed it back, and Faz still believed in us. I think the players sort of had changed the momentum of the game, and we knew we still hadn't performed in that first half, and probably wasn't the performance we wanted in the second half either, but it definitely was the character, it was the grit, it was the determination, it was the how many phases in that last set of plays, lads stepping up, some unbelievable moments. It's really cool to do in front of the 50,000 odd Lions fans, to have family and friends over. It's one of the reasons you do this, isn't it?
The controversial clean-out, which led to the game-winning try, was a bone of contention for Wallaby head coach Joe Schmidt. He said that it was a tough one to take.
Yeah, probably not at the finish. That's a pretty tough one to take. Leading for 79 minutes and getting a decision at the end that leaves us a little bit forlorn, but I'm really proud of the way the players played. I felt they fought their way back into last week's game, and they showed some real mettle today as well.
Yeah, I mean, you've talked a lot about this being a side in development, a growing team, but it certainly didn't look like that. They showed so much fight and bravery, like you say.
Yeah, and they showed it, that they could play the game as well. I felt that we got some space on the edges, got some space through the middle, and we looked an attacking threat. And the Lions are a really good side, and congratulations to them on the winning the series tonight. And I guess for us, we've just got to dust ourselves off and keep working to try to improve our performances as we go along.
Speaking to Australia's Stan Sport, Schmidt felt that they could have got the decision late on.
Yeah, we led for 79 minutes, and I couldn't quite believe that we didn't get a decision at the end to lead for 80, but that's the wicked backlash that sport can have sometimes. But I'm incredibly proud of the performance the players put in. They worked
they work very hard, and I hope that we've earned the massive support that we did get here. I know there was a lot of Lions support, but we certainly got a lot of gold jerseys in the crowd as well.
You've got access to some screens. You would have had a look at that last action, that clean out. That referee, Piatti, had been controlling the game reasonably well. It looked like a penalty. It looked like at least a penalty.
Yeah, I think it was described as arriving at the same time, and we can all see that's not the case. And we can all see clear contact with the back of the neck, which, might be a different decision on another day at another time. And I think, at that time, it wasn't the decision we got.
And so now you've lost the series, but you've got a third test. You've got this Wallaby team where you needed them to for 79 minutes of this test match. What are your thoughts now?
I'm just gutted. I've been gutted a few times in the coaching career, but that is right up there. Sometimes you just don't get what you earn, and I felt we earned more than what we got, so we just got to go back and keep trying to earn a little bit more each time we play. And I love that we got the support that we got, and I just hope that people come along and support the team next week, because we'll be looking to put in the same amount of effort and maybe a little bit more accuracy. I felt we scored some fantastic tries, and it wasn't quite enough, unfortunately.
Prop Ellis Genge replaced Ireland's Andrew Porter and fronted up big with a second-half performance. He spoke with Sky Sports' Will Greenwood and said that it was a collective effort from the front row.
Yeah, it's mental to see all the emotions floating about. I always touch different people, and everyone's just pretty overwhelmed at the moment. I don't think it's sunk in yet, but yeah, what a feeling.
And in terms of the front row, I don't think there's any part of the team that is more team than front row, because there's three subs. You come on, you come off, you switch, you have 17 on your back this week, makes no difference. It's such an amazing collective that builds the bedrock for success.
Yeah, we're a weird bunch, and we work together quite well. I think we complement each other in different ways, and I think, like, just a nod to the boys who obviously weren't on the bench or on the pitch today, like Shuey, Dickie, Jinxie coming in, Finlay, everyone that's not involved today has had a massive impact as well in helping us prep and all the stuff in the week. And yeah, we've had such a good unit over the past, 8 weeks now, and we've built some serious bonds.
I know that's huge to you, the collective, and your team talk last week, remember what's on the front and the back, but in terms of the team, the whole unit, the 38, it might be a little bit more than that now, it's been everyone, right?
Yeah, literally, even the boys that flew in for a couple of days, it's a tough gig, and I quite like the way Faz approached it. He took it head on, he said, like, look, some boys have come in for a short period of time, but it's just as big an honour as everyone else is in the squad. So I think the way we've sort of crafted or manufactured the last 8 weeks has been brilliant, and I can't speak for everyone else, but for myself, it's been one of the best experiences of my life.
And the Bristolian added that his cameo off the bench was easier for him than starting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different role, isn't it? When you come off the bench, when you start, I think you've got to be a bit more wired in from the beginning of the day and you sort of the way you tackle the day. But come off the bench, I actually think it takes the edge off you a little bit. You can see what's happening in the game. You can see it from a different perspective. And obviously, coming on, we need to win a few collisions. So, yeah, it was easy for me.
As the seconds ticked along and the 80-minute mark grew closer, it looked like the Lions might have had to drop a goal to steal the win, as the Aussies just had a 2-point cushion. Out half, Finn Russell said that he did have to think about it, but always felt that his team could score a 5-pointer.
I think about, to be honest, 70 minutes in, we got down here and gave a penalty under the post, and I was thinking, if we get down here again, we're probably going to have to look at the drop goal option. Although we'd come from the halfway, we'd had some good play building up to the try at the end. I just felt we had them kind of chasing around all over the pitch, that I wasn't looking for that drop kick yet. I thought we could have landed that killer blow as we did. And it's obviously a little bit risky if you knock it on, they get that jackal in the middle there. But yeah, I think at that point we had a lot of momentum, and we were always going to score at some point there and get a penalty advantage that we could end playoffs. So that was kind of in the back of the mind, but I was looking to probably play a little bit longer like I did.
Yeah, it's a way better way to win, right? Nothing seems to faze you. Has anything fazed you on this tour? Have you felt anything different?
No, in terms of the tour, I think it's brilliant playing with the best boys here. It's every training session's at an intensity you don't get at a club or even country. So I wouldn't say it fazes me. I think that's what you expect here. In terms of the games tonight, You know, we're on the back foot when we got the yellow card and scored a couple of quick tries, but we're never panicking. I think we have that confidence, that belief in ourselves that we're going to get back into the game. Then Fremo came back on, we scored two quick tries back and got right back into it. You know, had I had my kicking boots on and not missed the three kicks, and then you're probably looking at a half time being 2 points behind, thinking it's not too bad actually. Considering they probably had the edge on us at half time, and then second half our bench brought a lot of energy. Both boys at front fronted up, which is amazing, and that kind of stopped their momentum and stopped their game plan. So, I think in terms of staying calm in that game, I think everyone did. Nothing really fazed anyone, and we knew what we had to get done at the end, and we got it done.
Attention now turns to Saturday's final test match in Sydney. On Off the Ball Breakfast on Monday morning, Alan Quinlan joined Cullen Buhig and Gerry Gilroy live from Australia and pondered whether there would be any changes made to the Lions side.
People have been asking a lot, will there be changes? Will people be getting kind of a run? Obviously, everyone wants to play. You're splitting hairs between some of the selections beforehand. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I know Australia have, I think both props are in trouble. Slipper, I think, done something to his thumb. Alan Alatoa damaged pec or shoulder. He played on till halftime, because I was a little surprised. I thought, that's an early call if Australia are taking their two props off at halftime. Try and wait and replicate a similar type scenario, because we knew, you know, Will Stewart and Ellis Genge would be coming on, and Kelleher as well. So it's a pity from them, because I thought Valentini and Skelton were outstanding in that first half, and you could see a bit of a difference when they went off. Langi Gleeson was outstanding when he came on, to be fair, but just that power and that physicality and that size. And it kind of begs the question as well, Ger, you know, about the preparation, the build-up for this. You know, if Australia had the same number of games, there are even three or four games before this series, they're much better prepared. So it's a pity that happened, because you know, they were undercooked. That's not necessarily saying they still would have won either the test, but that first test, they were very slow out of the blocks, and it was costly for them. You know, Valentini and Skelton possibly could have made the first two tests, but their match fitness was probably down a little bit, and that was an issue from the other night. You know, the hope would have been to get 60, 70 minutes out of them, but they were brilliant. And yeah, credit to the Lions, you know, the way they kept going. As I said, all the stats would suggest that Australia are the team that should have won this game. Very small margins, but that little bit of power and that probably territorial control in that second half was on the Lions side. And they, you know, Ty Burns' try was obviously a massive moment. And they had a couple of chances. Australia, you think, with a couple of minutes to go, are going to hang on and do this, but they stayed calm, the Lions, and deserve a lot of credit for that.
To hear more of our Lions coverage and more conversations like that, remember you can tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or live on YouTube. Former All Blacks prop Aidan Ross has been called into the Wallabies squad ahead of the final test against the British and Irish Lions at Sydney's Accor Stadium on Saturday. Australia-born Ross played more than 100 games for the Chiefs during a memorable career in New Zealand, which included two test appearances for the All Blacks in 2022. Ross had been called into New Zealand's top squad as injury cover ahead of a test against Fiji in 2021, but the front rower didn't take the field. That opportunity would come 12 months later against Andy Farrell's Ireland, who defeated the All Blacks in both of Ross's tests. The prop recently suited up for the AUNZ Invitational 15 against the Lions at the Adelaide Oval and has been rewarded with a maiden call-up into the Wallabies. The Wallabies confirmed the squad update on Sunday after Harry Potter was ruled out of the third test. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. You can listen to Matt Williams' assessment of the tour on Monday Night Rugby tonight on Off the Ball. Just search Monday Night Rugby wherever you get your podcasts. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more later in the week.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join.